We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Bill Barnwell. You like Barnwell? Donald?
Yeah, he does good stuff.
I think he's very smart. I think he's very good. I think he's one of the many, sort of the intelligentsia now at ESPN, who has been doing really good work for a very long time for them. By the way, 50-minute mark here on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I like Barnwell. And I think first couple of teams start reporting to camp, what, in like about 13 days? Isn't it usually July 22nd or July 23rd where a team starts to report? It's always the same team every time, I feel like. The Jets, I want to say, for some reason, report early. But I might be wrong on the team, but I know there are teams that report a couple of days before the Steelers do. So the schedules aren't exactly lined up for every team around the league. But we're getting close now. We know that the NFL never really takes any time off. It is the closest thing to a 24/7, 365 league we have in this country. And kind of concurrent with the fact that the league is starting that slow buildup towards training camp, and then you're not going to be able to avoid professional football. It'll be everywhere. You're starting to get some lists get put out in some detail, too. Today's, I thought, was pretty interesting from Barnwell. And this is like a big blurb all over ESPN's front page. I don't know if I'm getting a certain version of it, a certain alternate headline, because they know that I'm based in Pittsburgh when I log in. Because this was an ESPN Plus article, so if you don't have ESPN Plus, can't read it all, but I'll give you a summary of it. Barnwell ranked skill position groups for all 32 teams. So 32-1 best skill position groups. And Donnie, what made it interesting for me was, and what I thought was a good exercise, he remove the quarterback from the equation, which is hard to do when you're actually talking about this and you're trying to come up with who's got the best. It's very tough to remove the quarterback completely because they are still there throwing the ball. So did the Chiefs have a better skill cast than, say, the 49ers last year? No, not really. They had Travis Kelce. He's very good. But if you transpose Debo, Ayuk, Kittle, McCaffrey onto the Chiefs, how many did they win that game by? One, the Niners aren't even playing for the Super Bowl. Two, that game, if they are playing, is something like 70-10 because the Niners, unsurprisingly here, had the best skill cast in the league, Barnwell's rating. All right. I don't know if you looked, Donnie. I don't know if you cheated and saw my tweet. Where do you think?
I did not.
Okay, where do you think? Good job to not look at my Twitter feed then to see this because I posted the little screenshot that at least had their ranking. 32 skill position groups, independent of the quarterback play. I think the Steelers ranked among 32 teams. So it's just backs, receivers, tight ends. That's it.
I'm going to go late teens, like 18 or 19.
27th.
Whew.
Now there's a commonality among every team between they and the Chargers are 32nd, actually, which is kind of surprising. Because they've had guys move on or guys who are still...
They have, like, no receivers.
Right. Well, that's kind of the thing people are sort of observing about them is they're really thin. Like, Harbaugh looks like he's taken this thing back to the prehistoric era, but everyone trusts him to do it because he's been such a good NFL coach and a good college coach. So the teams behind the Steelers, it's Giants, Panthers, Chargers, obviously, and Patriots is another one. So Patriots, 31... So I'm missing one team. Off the top of my head, I can't remember who they are that's in there. But they're the lowest the Steelers are in the AFC North. This is what he wrote. P- pin it on Kenny Pickett, Matt Canada, Mitch Trubisky, Mike Tomlin, or whomever else you want, but this offense simply wasn't good enough last season. Its most efficient receiver was Deontay Johnson, who was traded to Carolina. Most consistent playmaker was backup running back Jaylen Warren, who was forced to play behind disappointing first-rounder Najee Harris. In the new version of the battles between Zeke Elliott and Tony Pollard and Austin Eckler and Melvin Gordon, it took both teams too long to make the change to a more productive back, although Pittsburgh did decline Harris's fifth-year option after a third middling season. The Steelers are ahead of the Panthers because they have George Pickens, who is coming off an 1,140-yard season at his age 22 campaign. He goes on to write, I won't bore you with some of the details here. I was excited about him, but he basically had the fourth lowest expected catch rate of any receiver, despite exceeding that expectation. He said he's still optimistic about Pickens, even though he's very questionable about Arthur Smith's ability to design an offense around his playmakers. He said it sure looks and feels like Pickens or bust for the Pittsburgh passing game. 27th, man.
I mean, the receivers are an absolute concern because they haven't filled that void.
They have one proven receiver.
Yeah, people keep speculating that they will fill that void, maybe with a great player, maybe with a decent one, but they haven't done so. It's George Pickens, and it's a bunch of guys that I would argue are like wide receiver four.
They have to hope Roman Wilson's like wide receiver two and three.
I don't even really put him like I see him as
Van
like a
Jefferson,
three, like a slot guy.
Quez
like
Watkins,
all the
yes.
other guys are like four or five receivers.
They also have a tight end that everyone keeps saying they want to lock up long term. I know that we like Pat Freiermuth, the person on this show. I know Pony has a very good relationship with him. I don't think Pat's a bad guy, obviously, but I gotta call it like I see it. Do we really know if Pat Freiermuth's like good? Seriously. One, can he stay healthy? And I say that's never a player's fault, but it just is there on your ledger. You don't blame the guy. You don't say, unless he's like doing stupid stuff off the field, which never really happens. If a guy's getting hurt on the field, it's hard for me to blame them for it, but I also just have to count it as a strike against them. It's point in fact. I don't think we have any idea if Pat Freiermuth, A, is really good, and B, if he is really good, what form that takes. Which is why I like this format that Barnwell used, because I think a lot of Pat's problems are quarterback play, but that's also a projection. I have no idea if they were getting baller quarterback play if I would suddenly find out that Pat Freiermuth is terrific.
Yeah, that's the thing. We've seen like two pretty good seasons from him, and then last year was just a disaster. I mean, the injury, but then also he had half of his production in a single game. Otherwise, he was never even looked at or thrown to throughout the 23.
Would you give
season.
Him a new deal? Because I think if you give him one, granted, it's not going to be like for an arm and a leg because he hasn't produced to that level.
Yeah, I mean, he could still probably be in the, like, that would be in the mid-teens.
Pat Freiermuth this year, you expect him to be, like, I hate doing player rankings this way, but it's how everyone else does them. He's TE what in the NFL to you right now, off the top of your head, if you were just trying to, like, spitball where he falls?
Probably, like, 10, maybe 10 to 12.
I'm trying to think. So, in their division right now.
I can't
now,
even think if I'm being, like, generous or hurtful with that. I mean, he's definitely not in the elite tier. He's not up there with
he's
Kelce.
He's not better than Kincaid in Buffalo.
No, he's not a Kittle. He's not an Andrews. You can
so you just
take
so
both
there's,
of those guys
there's
out of it.
Four that we agree are better than him, right? Kincaid, Andrews.
Hawkinson is better.
For sure better.
Who was the rookie last year in Detroit? That guy was great.
Not Hawkinson. I have him. Laporta.
Yeah. He's better already.
I mean, is he better than Mike? Is he better than Michael Mayer is going to be eventually? Michael Mayer, I think, is just in a situation where it's a bad kind of
that's a dumpster fire.
Is he? I'm just trying to like spitball this here. You know, is he better than guys like Tyler Higbee for sure? Tyler Higbee's 30, so I mean, he's getting older.
I'd put him ahead of a guy like that for sure.
Is he better than Noah Fant for sure? Noah Fant had a bad year last year, but I'm just not positive that some of these guys that he's definitively better. Like he shouldn't be better than Kyle Pitts, who's a glorified receiver.
I don't know if I'd say he's better than Njoku after what he did last season.
Had a monster season. You have to give the guy credit for that. I guess my point is
the Browns also paid him without really doing all that much.
And he validated it to their credit. and to his credit, I guess, more than anything, they kind of saw something there. I don't know. So then I'm just saying, you look at him, you have a plodding running back who was good at the end of the year, but I think people bend over backwards to try to find reasons to say Najee Harris is really good rather than actual evidence. Jaylen Warren's explosive, but even I, a guy who likes what he's done, wonders about him getting a full season's worth of like more the bell cow reps and if you would get diminishing returns. There's a small part of my brain that asks, is Jaylen Warren closer to football Connor Joe than we think? Like, if you give him 300 touches in a year, are you going to get diminishing returns from touches like 225 onward? And then you look at them personnel-wise, man. This is why I thought about what Barnwell wrote, and I couldn't really disagree with it. If Deontay was still here, I think they'd be up closer to where you said, like late teens. They look like an Arthur Smith team, talent-wise, on offense, as far as like personnel and the skill slots. They don't have Derrick Henry, but that's what they kind of are built like.
They did this to themselves because they created a massive void at receiver when, okay, was Deontay Johnson a pain in the ass to people? Sure. But they created that monster hole, and they have yet to fill it. Like, they traded him for a guy that was a corner who I would say at best is pretty mediocre. He was going to get cut by Carolina, who was the worst team in football. Well,
they seem to think that he's like, I know that could be like a financial consideration thing partly too, but still, you're right. They seem to have a lot of faith in him.
And they created a massive hole there, and I would argue they didn't really fill the hole at corner, hence why they're trying to go out there and have Cam Sutton be the slot guy who's now out for 8 games. I know this is an offensive discussion
here. Well, no, but I mean, you're talking about robbing the offense to try to pay the defense.
That trade created a hole that they otherwise would not have had.
I just think it's kind of eye-opening. We get in the fishbowl here, and I think you've had some of these people on, and I'm not saying that these guys are Pollyanna at all, but I think there's a natural temptation if you cover a local team, whether it's for a paper or otherwise, to accentuate the positive and downplay to some extent potential negatives. And when I look at a Barnwell, he's looking at every team. I think you get out of that fishbowl mode, and I think that makes it easier to evaluate a team on their merits. Like, are they really good, or am I just hoping that they're good? 27th is rough, dude. And the only team that I think is poised to be good this year that is behind them is the Chargers, but they've got a different planet at quarterback right now. And you might even say, you know, Tomlin's really good, but you can make a case Jim Harbaugh's just, period, one of the best football coaches going at the moment. Like, I would have reason to believe if I were that team because, my quarterback is already in place, and two, my coach has a track record of having gotten a lot out of his teams wherever he's gone. I just thought it was eye-opening because I would have, before I clicked on the article, I would have thought you were probably right. They'd weight Pickens pretty heavily. They'd maybe feel like Freiermuth was a victim of his quarterback play, and then they wouldn't mind the two-headed running back approach, but 27th's pretty rough, dude.
He shredded Najee Harris a lot more than I thought he would.
I mean,
but maybe that should paint a picture for people of how the
league works and how people view it.
Yeah, and like that, and also just how people on a national level view what type of player he is.
Bill's smart, and so he knows it's a passing league, so I think you can kind of understand where he's coming from on two fronts. If it's just about your skill players, they did too much on the running back front to spend a first-round pick, and they haven't addressed wide receiver outside of Pickens. They got weaker at the most important offensive skill position now, and they gave up too much capital or committed a little bit too much, although they didn't pick up the fifth-year option to a position that doesn't matter as